Tuesday, a day of equality. When we read about the ones who are not forced to work on Sabbath, we hear of son and daughter and manservant and maidservant, cattle, stranger. They are all free of work on a Sabbath day. So whether you are the master or you are the slave, whether you are a human being or a cattle, free. A day of freedom. So it shows, it doesn't matter on which level in society you are, it's a day of equality. It's the same quality for all those beings, whether human or animals. They are to experience a day of freedom. They are all on the same level. And all these human beings, whether it's the master or the slave, the young one or the old one, the male or the female, they are all the same. A day of equality. Because they all look up to their Father in heaven who has created them. And they look up to their Redeemer who has redeemed them. The Sabbath shows when we assemble together in the church, we are all on the same level. And our worth, our value, is because we are created by Him and are redeemed by Him. It's not what we possess, not how highly we have been educated. Our value comes out of the universe because the Creator made you and the Redeemer redeemed you. And on Sabbath, you can think it over. So, this light of the Sabbath is we are all equal in front of God. And when there is a master, you have no authority to make your employee work on Sabbath day. God allowed your servant to have a day off. God Himself. It's a holy day. Holiday. And when you remember, and the nations around the Israelites, so when they went out of Egypt and came into the desert over there, and then up their way to Canaan, all of the peoples around, they had not such a Sabbath day. It was not a regular rhythm in them. From time to time there was a big feast for their gods. That's it. But every seventh day, having a day off. For all members of the society, only the Israelites got this special holiday. It showed their value before their God. He was the one who showed them, I have redeemed you. You're full of value. The Lord gave His life for you. Whether the servant or the stranger or the master, a day of equality for everybody. We are God's creatures and have to honor Him and be thankful to Him that He made us living beings and that we are not in a few years gone forever, but that we can continue living.